It's Thursday, June 19th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, the go-broke dates for Medicare and Social Security's trust funds have moved up as rising health care costs and new legislation affecting Social Security benefits have contributed to earlier projected depletion dates, according to an annual report released Wednesday. The go-broke dates, or the date at which the programs will no longer have enough funds to pay full benefits, was pushed up to 2033 for Medicare's Hospital Insurance Trust Fund, according to the new report from the program's trustees. Last year's report put the go-broke date at 2036. Social Security's trust funds, which cover old age and disability recipients, will be unable to pay full benefits beginning in 2034 instead of last year's estimate of 2035. The trustees say the latest findings show the urgency of needed changes to the programs, which have faced dire financial projections for decades. In other news, southern Mexico's Pacific coast was braced for a Thursday morning impact with the approach of Hurricane Eric, which was upgraded to an extremely dangerous Category 4 early Thursday, the U.S. National Hurricane Center said. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said in a video message Wednesday night that all activities in the region were suspended, and she urged people to stay in their homes or to move to shelters if they lived in low-lying areas. The storm had maximum sustained winds of 145 miles per hour and was moving northwest at 9 miles per hour. A hurricane is defined as Category 4 when the wind speeds reach 130 to 156 miles per hour. Around the world, Iran's supreme leader rejected U.S. calls for surrender in the face of more Israeli strikes Wednesday and warned that any military involvement by the Americans would cause irreparable damage to them. European diplomats prepared to hold talks with Iran on Friday. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei spoke a day after U.S. President Donald Trump demanded in his social media post that Iran surrender without conditions and warned Khamenei that the U.S. knows where he is but has no plans to kill him, at least not for now. The second public appearance by Khamenei since the Israeli strike began 6 days ago came just before a hospital in Beersheba in southern Israel had been hit after Iran launched a wave of missiles overnight. Soroka Hospital has been extensively damaged, a spokesperson said, while Israel's emergency service said at least 65 people have been injured across the country. Back in the U.S., the State Department said Wednesday it is restarting the suspended process for foreigners applying for student visas, but all applicants will now be required to unlock their social media accounts for government review. The department said consular offices will be on the lookout for posts and messages that could be deemed hostile to the United States, its government, culture, institutions, or founding principles. In a notice made public Wednesday, the department said it had rescinded its May suspension of student visa processing, but said new applicants who refused to set their social media accounts to public and allow them to be reviewed may be rejected. It said a refusal to do so could be a sign they are trying to evade the requirement or hide their online activity. And the NBA's most glamorous franchise is changing hands and becoming the world's most valuable sports team in the process. Jeannie Buss and her family, who have owned the Los Angeles Lakers since Jerry Buss bought the team in 1979, agreed on Wednesday to sell majority control of the storied team to Mark Walter, the sports investor and CEO of Guggenheim Partners, at a valuation of $10 billion, according to a person familiar with the deal. That makes the Lakers the most valuable franchise in professional sports history, surpassing the Boston Celtics, their rival, that sold for $6.1 billion earlier this year. Walter is also a co-owner of Chelsea in the English Premier League, the WNBA's Los Angeles Sparks, and the newly formed Cadillac Formula One team. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.